You're listening to Cross Currents from KALW News. I'm Hanat Baba. One of the greatest amplifiers of ethnic news in the United States is shutting down at the end of the month. It's New America Media, whose mission has been to, quote, bring the voices of the marginalized into the national discourse, end quote. NAM started out as Pacific News Service back in 1969. Since then, it's partnered with more than 700 hyphenated American news organizations, and KALW has a very special relationship with NAM. Journalists, including KALW's Sandeep Roy, our alumni and members of our news staff, including myself, have taken part in NAM's journalism fellowships. In fact, my first news article ever was published by Pacific News Service. Needless to say, we here at KALW feel a deep sadness with the closure of NAM. So we invited Sandy Close, the director of the organization since 1974, to our studios to talk about why it's shutting down and what's next. Let's ask that first question. Why is New America Media shutting down?
I think the best way to answer that is that we couldn't match our operating costs with the revenue we were bringing in. When you take risks, as we took, and I have to personalize this since I've been the director for so many years. I've been a risk taker. So we'd plunge. We started multilingual polling. We started programs in juvenile hall. We really loved the idea that really I inherited from Pacific News Service's early years, 1970 to 74, the idea that you could report on the U.S. role in Indochina, not through the conventional reporting methods, but go to the GI who had witnessed fragging, go to the expert who understood what the impact of the air war on Laos or Agent Orange could be. Use unconventional sources because you knew there was more to the story. That may sound sort of old hat now, but in those years it was pretty unusual, pretty radical. And taking that idea and applying it to all of the new landscapes that were evolving in the United States from the mid-70s on, the impact of unprecedented immigration, the development of the computer revolution, the death of American cities that we saw in very different terms because we were looking at things 2 feet off the ground. Mm-hmm. What we were seeing was the rebirth of American cities. And then, of course, if there's a generation of violent young people labeled super predators, well, let's go out and hear from them, not to prove that they're somehow bad kids destined for failure, but to understand that there are kids. We need to hear their voice. This notion of turning one group into the bad guy and one group into the good guy as if we're the arbiters of that. No, we're implicated in it. Let's find those stories. So when you say that Pacific News Service is ending and New America Media is ending, I say it isn't as long as you're at that microphone looking for more people to expand the lens.
I wanted to ask you about sustainability. So in public media, the nonprofit world, we're having this conversation that doesn't seem to go away about sustainability and what business models work. How can we stick to our values as public media and still be sustainable? Or is it a time for different thinking?
I can only share what our experience was, because I think had we not accumulated the debts, we had found a way to sustain our core operations. And what the root of that was really is combining journalism with social marketing. Social marketing is essentially a fancy way of saying what we used to say around community organizing. In fact, there's a kind of depressing trend that you see public relations firms sort of replacing community organizers because they're skilled at social media or they're skilled at advertising. There's nothing that will substitute for a high-touch communication, nothing that really can take away the ability, for example, to convene communities, to bring people together. And that's something I think public radio also has. The challenge is to find a way to both do justice to the journalism and also find ways that allow you to monetize your ability to raise awareness about those issues. All of that makes me think entrepreneurially. Mm-hmm. And we were able to combine advertising, social marketing, through advertising, through community convenings, and through journalism in a way that I think could have sustained us had it not been for, you know, years of taking risks, acquiring debts, and not being able to pay them down quite fast enough.
But that's what we're told to do. We're told to be optimistic, take risks, do the job, make the media.
But
that's what we're told.
Yes, and I do think if I had been more nimble and had a better handle on managing the funds without being quite so determined and optimistic, maybe we would have pulled it out. But look, there are more people out there, and I think we found strategies that we'd like to share. The real challenge is to look at how can we take the lessons learned, the strategic approaches we developed, the relationships with the media sector that is such an inspiring sector to work with. How can we take those and move forward after NAM? Let New America Media and Pacific News Service rest in peace. Are there ways we can continue the work afterwards?